This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Nate Vandergren, who is with ERI. Nate, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Well, Nate, thanks for joining us today. You have an interesting relationship with ICM, and most everybody knows ICM is really the number one builder and designer of ethanol plants here in the United States. And I'm working on, or what we're talking about this week, is safety at ethanol plants. And I know that you have an incredible safety program that you offer to plants. Let's start off from scratch, per se, for a brand new ethanol plant. You know, you go through the process of building the plant. Obviously, that plant needs, from the get-go, a risk management plan. So let's start with, what should a risk management plan entail? And how do you work with a plant to put one in place?
There are quite a few separate components to planning out your risk. Now, risk management planning is generally part of an environmental solution, part of which ERI now provides. We recently added an environmental team of four individuals to address EPA concerns. On the safety side, managing your risk is quite a bit different. Everything from starting out as a new plant, getting the appropriate safety program in place that not only meets OSHA requirements but exceeds them and encompasses all the ethanol industry best practices is a key component. On the other side of that, there is also property safety issues that have been a pretty prevalent concern as of late, especially as it relates to process safety management, which encompasses how the plant's built, how it's operated, the type of testing that happens to prevent catastrophic events.
So, Nate, let's define what you consider to be a catastrophic event. Are you talking about an explosion in the plant itself, or are you talking about even potentially an explosion when maybe a truck is filling up with ethanol? What are you defining? How should we define that?
A catastrophic event I would basically list as something that's derived out of, as it relates to PSM, something that's derived out of a release of any highly hazardous material, highly hazardous chemical, which at an ethanol plant would be considered the ethanol on site and also the anhydrous ammonia if it's something the plant has on site.
Okay. And then so an ethanol plant, they're getting going. Obviously, safety should be top of mind from the very beginning. So walk us through, Nate, how you come in, you put a plan in place, and what kind of training you do with the employees.
From the startup of a plant, there are several required trainings that need to be in place prior to employees stepping foot into the process. What we've done from ERI is we've developed and rolled out to roughly 80 plants a comprehensive safety program that'll help them meet all the OSHA requirements prior to starting and allowing employees into the building. We also provided pre-startup safety reviews for, determining what risks associated with a certain piece of equipment or the plant as a whole. As it relates to the property damage and the safety derived out of PSM, you have several requirements prior to operating a plant. You need to provide comprehensive PSM training. You also need to have a comprehensive process hazard analysis completed prior to starting up the plant, and every 5 years it needs to be updated thereafter. So to get started in a plant, there's obviously several components outside of safety, but some of the key ones from a regulatory compliance standpoint, as well as just the right thing to do, there's quite a few different components to it, all of which we've delivered and are pretty comprehensive.
So, Nate, once a plant is in operation, let's say they've been in operation for 2 or 3 years, what role do you play then? I would argue that safety needs to be top of mind continually, and going through safety training at the opening of a plant is probably not enough. So What do you recommend ongoing? What kind of training do you recommend ongoing for an ethanol facility?
Ongoing, they have several requirements they have to meet by OSHA, but what we really stand for is a lot more than an OSHA program. If you wanted an OSHA program, you can print it off their website and be done with it. What we've provided and seen real value in is moving forward, providing the training that's required. What we do specifically that in the industry is provide on-site facility safety audits. We do that because plants and people that are at plants, they're at the same place every day working, and a lot of times when there's a safety issue, it's just kind of known as standard, and it's really found to be valuable to have a third-party pair of eyes on the plant, on the equipment, what's going on, to identify the things that really aren't right, that really are unsafe, that maybe you haven't just really seen that. So what we do is we audit the facility from the nuts and bolts of it, and we develop an audit report that's comprehensive, what the issue we found was, what we would do to correct it, why, and how severe it is. Then we take that among the whole group, and we benchmark each other. We benchmark all the plants against each other. Oh. So you can tell where you sit in relationship to the other, you know, roughly 80 plants that we're providing that service for. That way you can get a good feel for if I really am the best and how do I get there, and hopefully it motivates folks to continuously improve.
Nate, let's talk a little bit about sort of the benchmark or the best practices. What are some of those best practices that every single ethanol plant should be operating under?
Well, there's a couple of things that, for example, when I speak of best practices, it's things that we find throughout the plants that we visit. We perform just about 200 on-site facility inspections every year. And as you can imagine, with the folks in the ethanol industry being fairly entrepreneurial and figuring out new ways to do things to continuously succeed, they come up with new ideas on better ways to do things, whether it be safety-related or whatnot. We've seen, just to give you one specific example, an issue that we noticed from analyzing work comp claims for an extended period of time were strains and sprains of the back from lifting yeast to add into the process. One of the plants actually came up with a system to raise the bag of yeast up to the yeast propagation tank and administer the appropriate dosage. And that was something that, you know, was found to be very unique. It would address the issues that we've seen to date with lifting that and the injuries that we've seen, work comp claims that have been derived out of it. And that was something that they were willing to share among the group. And various groups from that have taken that and used that and it essentially drove down the work comp claims and the injuries we've had as part of the ERI safety group.
Well, Nate, one question. You said you've been to conducted 200 on-site visits and conducted safety audits. Are you seeing any issues among plants where you're seeing some things that are just sort of prevalent or more common than other safety hazards?
I'll tell you, to date, what we've been experiencing, and something that has been fairly new to the industry as a whole is honestly the property hazard, which will lead to employee safety as well, but for process safety management. It's a very involved process to get that up to where it needs to actually be for both compliance and just for best practice. Most plants, you need to realize that this came about as a result of some issues that have occurred in other chemical facilities, and honestly, other facilities had a great deal of time to ramp up to be fully compliant in the PSM area. Ethanol being a fairly young industry for the most part, didn't have the same amount of time to get to where they needed to be. And OSHA came out with a national emphasis program that is actually for chemical facilities, which we fall in, and quite a few facilities are being visited now as it relates to a PSM visit. So that's one of the things that's extremely prevalent right now is the fact that people are lacking on the PSM front. It's a high risk activity for, or something that's pretty high risk right now to be fined, but it's also from any property insurer have data and studies done as it relates to claims relating or derived from non-compliance with PSM, and 90%+ of property claims in a chemical facility, a chemical industry, are derived out of one or more elements lacking in process safety management. So that's a piece of the pie that, or a piece of the puzzle we see right now that's lacking pretty significantly.
And this piece of the puzzle, Nate, is something that you can come in and help a plant get up to speed on.
Absolutely. What generally what we've done is we've found that most plants have done something. As part of the ERI safety group, we've always delivered a what a plant needs to do to get up to compliance with PSM. But the problem was is it's such a labor-intensive process. Generally, it isn't where it needs to be yet. So what we do is a plant is required to, first of all, prior to startup, have had a process hazard analysis done, as well as a PSSR, which is a pre-startup safety review, and employee training needed to be completed. Every year thereafter, every third year, you need to have a process safety management compliance audit. What we generally see as the best route is to come in, provide that three-year compliance audit that they need anyways, either coming up or maybe they missed it, for OSHA compliance, identify the issues or the, what's missing or the deficiencies at their facility, and then help them work out a roadmap to get back on track and to get to where they need to be.
Well, the bottom line is this is not an issue that the ethanol plant should be sitting on, but should be proactive and really address, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Great. And Nate, what's ERI's website?
It's www.erisolutions.com.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us.
You bet.